Thanks so much for tuning in. This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And today we're joined by Royce Shenneman, the executive director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, we are talking today about two opportunities to serve the wheat industry here in Nebraska on the board of directors. Just first of all, tell us a little bit more about these opportunities and who might be a good fit for them.
Sure. And like you said, there's two opportunities for executive appointment by the governor. The districts available are our at-large district, which serves the entire state. The other one is District 5, which is South Central Nebraska. So probably eight-county or 10-county area there in South Central Nebraska. And people that want to serve on the board need to be at least 21 years old, have raised wheat for at least 5 years. They need to reside within the district they want to represent and derive a substantial portion of their income from growing wheat. So we want producers that are actively engaged in the day-to-day operations of producing wheat. We do realize that this is a volunteer board. It is a chance to serve the industry, represent all the growers within that region and the state. So it's a great opportunity to step up and be a leader in your particular part of the state.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, District 5, the south central portion of the state, and then the at-large position as well. What's the process to perhaps apply for this position if somebody's thinking it might be a good fit, Royce?
Yeah, on the governor's website, there is a location for executive appointment, and there's an online form that people need to go in and fill out, and it's just the basic contact information and maybe why you're interested in serving. We've had people gain letters of support from producers in their area, different things like that, or if they happen to know researchers or something like that. It's not a requirement, but we've had people do that in the past. And then, like I mentioned earlier, it is a great opportunity to kind of give back to an industry that people are passionate about. We get into a lot of different research projects and areas, so you're able to not only get to know all that research a little more intimately, but you kind of get to drive the direction of research. And then, obviously, we do domestic marketing, international marketing, promotion, and education. So at different times, these producers or representatives will have the opportunity to travel to not only our local meetings, but national meetings, maybe participate in some international marketing opportunities as well. So it really, for the wheat producers, we run the gamut of everything from variety development all the way through food and nutrition and dietetics. So whatever segment of the industry somebody's interested in, there's an opportunity to sit on additional national committees that focus on research, that focus on marketing, focus on that promotion and education. So tons of opportunities. It's pretty unlimited. And, you know, we're looking for good leaders in those areas. We know they're out there. We just probably haven't met yet.
All right. Well, Royce, as you mentioned, there's no formal deadline to apply for this, but invite growers to apply as soon as they can. One more time, the best way to get the ball rolling on this application, what is it?
Yes. If you're interested in serving on a wheat board, please visit the Nebraska governor's website. Look for the executive appointment tab or link. It'll take you to an online form to fill that out. And I would say, even with no hard deadline, the earlier you get that submitted, the better it will be.
All right. Royce Shenneman is our guest today, the executive director on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Again, two appointments are open for the Nebraska Wheat Board, the at-large district and then District 5. In the south central portion of the state, it includes Buffalo, Dawson, Phelps, Custer, Gosper, Kearney, Red Willow, Furnace, Harlan, and Franklin counties. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Alex Makovica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report.